Now, friends, as we come to the 24th chapter of the book of Acts, you'll recall that Paul had gone to Jerusalem. We believe he was in the will of God. And his appearance before the Sanhedrin there, which we saw the last time, it ended in a near riot. And Paul was rescued from the murderous hands of those that would have put him to death at that time. Now, very candidly, Paul had failed in gaining the sympathies of his brethren for the gospel ministry in which he was engaged. And I think there was a moment of mental depression and discouragement. And I'm sure that a man of lesser courage and baser metal would have wanted to quit and succumb to the circumstances that had taken place. And so the night following, the Lord gave his faithful servant a token of encouragement. And we saw that last time, back in verse 11 of chapter 23. Let me refresh your mind again with it. And the night following, the Lord stood by him and said, "Be of good cheer, Paul, for as thou hast testified of me in Jerusalem, so must thou bear witness also at Rome." Now, this man is not going to escape the fact that he won't have problems and difficulties and that he won't suffer, because he will. There were many trying experiences and hardships that were immediately before him. In fact, from here to his time of martyrdom, there was nothing but peril and danger. And by the way, hadn't it been that way from the very day that he was let down in a basket over the wall up at Damascus? Now, the events which transpired after the appearance before the Sanhedrin, they move in great rapidity and in quick succession. The enemies of Paul in Jerusalem, they plot to assassinate him. Paul learns of this plot through a nephew of his, and he has this nephew go before the chief captain, who in turn communicates with the governor, and Paul is sent with the communication to the governor in Caesarea. And Paul was removed secretly at night to Herod's judgment hall, where he was accorded good treatment, by the way. Now, after 5 days, Paul's accusers come down to press the charge before Felix the governor.